Schritt zu sagen.
Und dann mit Ihren Fragen.
Here they are, give them a warm welcome, please.
And Chucky, of course.
And Chucky, of course, yes.
Are you proud of that?
Okay, it's like attached to me at this point.
Did you like it?
Yeah! Oh, thank you.
Let's spread open to the audience.
Oh, with all the really cool merchandise you're looking for, when are you going to actually?
A doll that talks. Patty Jackson, that's a question for you. I don't know, that's probably too expensive or something. I don't know.
Maybe Brad Dourif would make some money off that. I don't know.
I wanted to ask, with all the advances that there's been with animatronics and puppetry since even the last film, let alone the first film, how much did you do different, and did you actually keep any of it kind of old school, or was everything you did for this film new techniques?
Oh, it's 99% old school animatronic Chucky.
Chucky's coming alive, oh my god.
That almost kind of was proving a point or something. Yeah, it's just, we think it's really important to keep it, you know, animatronics, because it's better for the actors. They have something to react to on set. And, you know, CG Chucky, I think that Chucky needs to have imperfection in the way he moves, because I think that's part of what's creepy about it, is that there's a herky-jerky aspect to it. So if you were going to do it CGI, you would have to build that imperfection into that, so like in the end it wouldn't even be particularly cost effective. I think it's important to me, the other filmmakers, and I think the audience as well, that Chucky needs to be a tangible object.
And also, can I just ask, Fiona, how strange was it having your dad trying to kill you?
Most of the movie. I know, I don't even know how to answer that. I mean, at one point, before we were gonna shoot the climax scene, I asked Don if it was possible that we wouldn't have his voice, because I wasn't sure if he was gonna throw me or not, and he said no. He said we had to have my dad's voice.
I just said work with that.
Work with it, and I think it actually was, creepier than it would have been otherwise, because there was a level of familiarity. It doesn't sound like my dad, it sounds like a part of my dad or something, I don't know. But it ended up, I think helping me, I hope it helped me anyway. I feel like he's on my skirt.
Here, I'll hold on.
Hi there. First of all, mate, I just want to say well done on that kissing scene. I think you made every guy in this film happy. Ain't that right, guys? And also on set for the crew as well. We're really looking forward to shooting that scene. I bet you guys are.
Yeah, they were.
And also, being the creator of probably one of the biggest horror movie franchises in history, does it not get you a bit worried sometimes that maybe Chuck might come and get you?
No, I think Chucky owes me everything. So maybe I'm naive, but I just think I'm like the one person that he's not going to target. That sounds like Clarice Starling talking about Hannibal Lecter. It would be rude. It would just be rude for him to come and get me.
So, mate, there's a wicked end. I was not expecting that.
Thank you so much.
Hello.
Hi.
I was just wondering, so when you were coming up with the idea of things, any idea how iconic it would become?
No, I dreamed of that, of course, being a horror nut from the time I was a little kid. When I wrote it in the mid-80s, you know, we were well into the era of Halloween and Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street, and, you know, like I said, so I dreamed of something like that, but I didn't really think it was possible. I sort of feel like I hit the lottery with that, because, you know, when you're working as a writer in Hollywood, you're just acutely aware at all times that whatever you're writing, 30 other people are writing something similar at the same time, and so I felt, I guess, fortunate that I made it to the finish line.
Yeah,
first with my script.
I think a cool anecdote about this that I found out doing this film was that the original script was pretty different than what Child's Play 1 was, in that there was no voodoo and no serial killer. And I think it's a cool anecdote that I'm asking Dan Mancini to explain.
Well, some of you might know, because I've been talking about it for 25 years, but in the original script, Chucky, rather than being possessed by the soul of a serial killer, he was a manifestation of Andy Barclay's id. And one of the features of the Good Guy dolls is that they had a fake blood inside them, the synthetic red substance. So when a kid is playing with the doll and he drops it, the latex skin would break, he would bleed, forcing you to go back to the store and buy Good Guy Band-Aids. It was part of the satire of merchandising and how it's a domino effect, how you buy one thing and buy all these other things. So Andy Barclay, being a lonely little kid who doesn't have a dad and his mother's always at work, Chucky is his friend at the end. In a rite of brotherhood, he cut his thumb and Chucky's thumb and mixed the blood together, and thereafter, that's what brought Chucky to life, and then Chucky starts targeting all of Andy Barclay's enemies, like his babysitter, who makes him go to bed too early, and ultimately even his mother. It was kind of the idea that even a child of that age, that young age, would still have a kind of rage inside him that he, of course, is socially not acceptable to express, and Chucky expressed it to the nth degree. So it was a little more psychological, I guess.
And for a long time, you didn't know if it was Andy Barclay or Chucky.
In the original movie, the scene with the batteries, you know, when the mom finds the unopened batteries, happened a little bit later in the script. So I kind of toyed with the audience a little bit, making me wonder, was Chucky really alive, or was Andy Barclay a budding sociopath?
Anyway, I think that's really cool.
Thank you.
There have been internet rumors for years about Chucky versus Leprechaun.
I think
it's too... ever seen this, and who think you could pit Chucky against any horror person, would it be?
Well, would you want to see Chucky versus Leprechaun?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. It's Yeah, I've heard that before. It just almost seems too obvious to me. I think, like, Freddy versus Jason, I thought that was a fun movie. It was, you know, directed by Ronnie Yu, who did Bride of Chucky, did a great job. But for me, the problem with that team-up is that Jason doesn't really have any personality, and he doesn't talk, and so if Freddy and Chucky got together, that would be a really funny double act. If you did, you know, Child's Play on Elm Street, and to do it like a horror movie version of that movie, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, you know, where, so Chucky and Freddy meet, and one says, Chucky, I'm a big fan of your work. Yeah, Freddy, I admire your technique. And then they decide that Elm Street is too small for the two of them, so they have to have a contest to see who could kill the most teenagers before sunrise. But I don't, you know, how does that sound as opposed to Chucky versus Leprechaun? I don't know. I mean, I get the just sort of obvious camp appeal of Chucky versus Leprechaun, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, first of all, I'd just like to say, and I'll imagine everyone else will, that was a fantastic film.
Thank you so much.
Direction of the Chucky films for the last 20 plus years, what can we expect with the number of installments? Surely there must be another one of the fact that this I think it's an amazing film.
You know, we're always talking and we always have ideas, but as always, it depends on you guys. I mean, it depends on the audience and how well this movie is received and how well it does. So if you want more, buy the DVD. we would love to do another one, and I'd love to do another one with Fiona, because I just thought Fiona is so great in the film.
Thank you.
Jack White.
Don, I'd like to say thank you. This is definitely my favorite film of the franchise.
Oh, really? More than the first?
More than the first.
Awesome.
And Child's Play 3 was originally my favorite movie of all time. But, this really talks to me, so thank you. Will we ever see Glenn again?
You know, if I had my druthers, absolutely. I love that character. I thought Billy Boyd was completely hilarious. I mean, when we were making that movie, we recorded the Glenn tracks here in London with Billy, and he just cracked me up the whole time. I'm both Glenn and Glenda. But you know, that it was kind of a controversial character. I actually, since we've been over here the last couple of days and talking to people, I've been really gratified to talk to a lot of people who seem to embrace that film more than it was embraced in America, I guess. So I guess you guys are just smarter, I don't know. But I mean, when we were making that movie, John Waters and I used to talk about how great it would be to do a Chucky musical. And it's still actually honestly something I would love to do. I honestly think it could be, not necessarily even as a movie, but as a stage play. I think Bride of Chucky, particularly the story of that, would lend itself to a great musical. But I have a great fondness for Glenn too, and you know, maybe he'll come back sometime.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And what's next for both of you?
I don't know, actually. It's like back to, you know, the life of a jobbing writer-director now. So it's like I'm, you know, working on a spec script. I'd love to do another movie with Universal 1440, if they'll have me.
Intent.
Fiona?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing. I wrapped recently a movie with Paul Sorvino, and I don't know. I have a on hold for various TV shows, all some variation of a like sassy cop role. I don't know. I hopefully something great.
And obviously, thank you so much to Universal Pictures for allowing us this big premiere.
Thank you again so much for having us. It was such a thrill. So much fun.
Don and Fiona will be around for most of the weekend, pretty much. So if you get inside, don't panic. Because you will have to clear out the auditorium now because we've got your next. And each
which we saw.
Which is great.
It's fucking awesome.
So much fun.
Each one of you is going to get a free limited edition poster specifically for next screening. Thank you, Don. Thank you, Fiona. Let's